Welcome back to the Jacob McLaughlin podcast and radio show, coming to you guys on this Friday evening. It is actually about 9:45 at night. I've been meaning to do this all day and I'm just getting to it now. And I was going to put it off till tomorrow, but if I just did things when I felt like it, I want to get a lot done. So I'm making myself get it done tonight. If you guys are watching, you can see I have a little different setup. I'm actually doing a little bit of house sitting tonight. So I have a beautiful fireplace behind me. I turned it off because it gets a little warm. And if you guys can tell, I have a little tan. I actually got a little, we're going to do a little video shoot tomorrow. Me and D Fitness, D Levine, we're going to get together. If you guys haven't checked them out on YouTube, they are big on there, so we're going to get together. So I went and ended up getting a haircut, and I ended up getting a little tan, and to be real, I think I messed up on my whole tanning and went a little too dark, so now I look a little off, but we will make the best of that. So coming to you guys, like I said, here on this Friday night. It's the Friday night before Christmas, and I've been going over a lot of things with people lately, and this topic came up, and I was like, well, I might as well make a podcast about it. So what today is titled is New Year's Resolutions, you know, because they are coming up. It is almost the first of the year, and going off my blog, you know, just saying that it's that time of year again, you guys. So every year, January 1st, we think it's time to set new goals, do new things, and make our life way better than it's ever been before and what we haven't done the last year. So we're going to make it better this year. And it's always funny to me that we wait. Like hear people say, oh, it's November, I'm going to wait till the new year. Well, okay, well, then it's never going to happen, is what I always think to myself, you know, because it's got to be something you want. But going off a little bit of stats, just real quick, going about the New Year's resolutions. So getting these stats offline, just so you guys can fact check me. Number one, less than 25% of people stay committed to their resolutions just 30 days after the new year even starts. So we have all these big plans to go lose weight, spend time with family. Maybe you spend less money than you actually make and save more this year, or you are going to learn a new hobby, whatever it is, the new resolution that you had. Only after 30 days, 75% of the people who had made resolutions have already dropped off. Only 25% or less are even left in that category, which is just going to move on to what we will talk about in a little bit, why they're not successful. Then, number two, here's one that it's actually higher than I thought, but only 8% of people accomplish their resolution. So the people who set it out January 1st, at the end of the year, 8% of those people actually accomplished whatever the goal that they had set. Maybe it was to read a book a month or whatever it was. They accomplished that goal. And then going into it, number one resolution each and every year is losing weight, looking better, etc. And when I looked it up, it was like number one was lose weight, two was exercise more, three was eat healthier, all coming into what we talk about every single day and what my life is and what I love, getting people healthier, getting people where they're comfortable in their skin, where they want to be, and just getting them to feel the best that they can feel. Because again, it goes way beyond just the looks. You know, of course, we want to look a certain way. We want to have abs. We want to have muscles, or girls want to have the nice slim waist and everything. So we always start with that. That's normally how people get into fitness. But it's so much beyond that. I want you guys to live a healthier life. I want you guys to live a life that you are happy living, that you feel good, that you wake up excited for the day. And the biggest thing is you don't hurt. You don't dread it. You don't feel like crap. You don't regret going out the night before, because that's the thing that's been happening lately, is the amount of clients that I'm training that are above the age of 30 that are now telling me, Jacob, I started doing what you told me. I started drinking more water. I started sleeping more. I started foam rolling more. I started watching what I ate. I didn't have a cheat meal every day. I didn't drink alcohol every single day, or I drank only a couple times this weekend. And they're like, and I just feel so much better. I don't feel like I used to, where I felt crappy. I felt lethargic. I felt just like I wasn't happy with my skin. And I'm like, it's just a byproduct of everything to get you guys feeling where you want to be. So moving on, you know, going into the resolution, why it's always losing weight, why that's the number one thing is just because, you know, everybody wants to look at themselves and be happy. And that's something in the society we're in right now. That's where we're struggling because, let me just go into for the weight factor, we're in a country that over one third is overweight. No, two thirds are overweight. Excuse me. Two thirds of U.S. population is overweight. One third of that population is obese. 33%. And it's actually when I did the stats last time, I have a whole article and a whole blog that I've written on this before. It was actually like 37% and climbing. So that's just showing you that our obesity levels are where we're at health-wise is just getting worse and worse and worse. We're eating crappier food. We're not working out. We're not exercising. We're not taking care of our bodies. Our health care is rising because people are getting sick because they're not taking care of their body and eating crap food. It's a sick cycle that just keeps on going and on and on and on. And again, don't let me fool you also when I say people don't like how they look. There's people who don't like how they look either that are super skinny and have abs and six packs and all that because, again, you know, you live in a place where, you know, spray tans and everything comes in. But it's also why I see people getting Botox, people getting injections, people getting surgeries done that they want to look a certain way, even though for most people they would be perfect how they are. So, you know, it's not always just with the weight. I always go to the weight though, because that is something we can control. It is something that is the toughest for people to learn and to master. And it's what I do for a living. So that's why I touch on it. But talking about why resolutions don't work. Resolutions don't work because they're an idea. They're an idea that you're like, ooh, I think that would be a great thing to do. I think I would like to be 10 pounds lighter. I think I would like to maybe read a little more so I get a little more intelligence from books that I usually don't read. I'd like to spend more time with my family because, you know, I just don't feel like I do that already. And again, like I said, the list goes on and on. Whatever it is for you, they don't last because it's an idea. And the reason they don't last is because they are an idea. That's it. You just think about it and then that's it. That's gone. You don't do any of the planning, the preparation, and the biggest thing is the action. But with no plan, you're not going to get the action with it. So what I mean by that is, all right, let's say, let's go New Year's. Let's go the normal one, working out, right? You come to me and you say, hey, I want to work out. I want to get in better shape. And I'm like, great, let's get you in better shape. And that's all I hear from you. It's an idea. Now, this is where we get them going. Now it's like, okay, I'm going to have you sign something that's going to commit you financially to coming into the gym. That's the pain point for most people is, okay, now if I'm paying whatever it is, if it's $30, $50, $200, there's different pain points for every single person. But when most people are going to pay for it, now it's like, okay, I'm not going to skip. I'm not going to miss because I just tell people for my example is it's crazy. When I was actually doing cheaper sessions, I was getting less clients. And then when I went more expensive, I actually got more clients. But this is why. Let me talk to you about is when I'm going, let's just say it was $20, right? It's $20 to come work with me for a half hour. People look at that and they're like, that's only 20 bucks. You know, oh, it's only half a tank of gas, right? So it's like, oh, okay, it's not a big deal. If I skip today, screw it. And that's what most people would do, and it's easier to skip out. But now if I go to a pain point where it's 60, 80, 100, whatever it is, now that same person is going to be like, okay, that's more money. I'm not going to waste my time because I'm not going to waste my money, right? Like that could buy me one tank of gas, two tanks of gas. That could give me a week of groceries, whatever it is. But when that pain point's a little higher, now it's like, okay, I'm going to lock it in. But going into that preparation, okay, so now I have a plan. How am I going to get to the gym? Okay, so you go get a gym membership. Now the preparation of it. You need to be thinking, where am I going to go work out? What time am I going to go work out? When? What days am I going to work out? What best fits me? What best fits my schedule, my life, and so on. And so that's what I need you guys to think about as well. So if you guys are going to work out, I love it. I want you guys to do it. Now start thinking about, okay, when am I going to work out? Is it going to be Monday, Wednesday, Friday? Is it going to be a Monday, Tuesday, Thursday? Is it going to be Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday? Whatever it is, you got to start figuring your time when it's going to work out. And then you got to ask, am I a morning person? Am I an evening person? Am I over the lunch break kind of person? You just got to find what works best for you. Now, I'm going to give you my professional advice, and it's going to be get your butt out of bed and go early in the morning. Let me tell you why. The reason I suggest you go in the morning is several reasons, but reason number one, life has not started yet. And all I mean by that is at 6 a.m., nobody's calling your phone to complain to you about work, or I hope they're not. But also at that time, at 6 o'clock, you're most likely not getting stuck in traffic because you're on your way to traffic, right? You're already at the gym by that time, hopefully. Again, you're not getting the calls from the kids. You're not getting calls from the spouse. You're not getting calls from your in-laws. You're not getting calls from problems that are arising, that water leakage, whatever it is. Most of the time at that early morning, that 5, that 6, and maybe even that 6:30, life hasn't happened for most people. They're still in bed. So you don't have to worry about checking your emails for work yet. You don't have to worry about actually thinking about other things except one thing, yourself. And that's why I always suggest people, you know, if it's 30-minute workouts, you get up at 5:30, you get it done by 6. Now you have the whole morning to get stuff done. So now if you have to make your food, get emails returned, doing everything before you even leave, that's an opportunity. Now, there's a lot of people who like the lunch break opportunity. I like that too. I normally do work out during lunch, but I'm a little different because I get a workout at my own gym, so I don't have to fight the crowds. Just going to be honest with most of you guys, usually the morning is going to be pretty dead. You're going to have your diehards that are just like there all the time, really nice people, but they're just going to get their workout in. They got stuff to do that day. Then around 8 o'clock, 7:30, 8 o'clock, it just dies. Like if you're going to a box gym, you know, it's going to die out. And then around 11 o'clock, it will start to probably pick up more. People are going to be going and trying to get the lunch workout in into about 1 or 2. It's still pretty dead. And then I'm just going to be real. If you're trying to go to a big box gym like LA Fitness, like EOS that we have out here, I was back in Omaha and Genesis or wherever it is. If you're trying to go to a box gym after about 4 o'clock, goodbye. We call it the zoo because then it's like everybody and their mother's there trying to fight for a machine, trying to fight for a squat rack. Oh my gosh, can't say it. But then you just have everybody there fighting over things. So, you know, if you're going to be that person going over during your time, just think about when's the gym going to be the busiest and what's the most realistic for you. If you're getting into it, I wouldn't suggest more than 3 days to start out just because you don't want to burn yourself out too fast. You got to get yourself ready for it and getting into it. But that's if you wanted to work out. Now, this goes into anything else that's not even working out. Okay, so you want to read a book, right? You want to read more books. How are you going to read more books? What is it, one a week? Every 2 weeks, one a month, you know, what's your goal? And then it will be, okay, what books are you going to read? You kind of got to plan that out. And then, hey, how many pages do you have to read every single day or week to reach your goal? It's the planning portion that most people fail at, because if you don't plan, you're not going to succeed. You need to start planning, then you got to prepare for it. So buying the book, that would be helpful if you're going to try to do that goal. So things like that. But then third part, this is the follow through. It's action. It's doing it. And it's the part that blows my mind the most. And what I mean by this is if I say I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it. I don't care how I feel. Like tonight, I said to myself, I'm going to make a podcast. It's 10 o'clock at night on a Friday night. It's not what I really wanted to do at this time, but I told myself I'm going to do it. So when I say I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it. But the amount of people I meet that say stuff and they just don't do it. Like I meet people who they have a business and they're like, we'll be there at 10, and then they don't show up and then they don't call and then you never hear from them. And all you're doing is trying to pay them. I don't understand that one. I never will, but I digress. But you guys just have to do the work, and nothing good has ever come without doing the work. I've preached on this on a lot of my other podcasts, but if you guys want something good, you want something great, you want to make a change, you have to do the work within the preparation. Now, the reason those things don't ever last is because the idea is, like I said, what you are trying to develop, if you're trying to read, if you're trying to work, if you're trying to go to the gym more, if you are trying to spend more time with family, if you are doing whatever, you are trying to develop a habit. And so a habit can range from a wide variety of days. It's how long it takes. It depends on the person and everything. But on average, it takes around 66 days to create a habit. And all that means is doing the same thing over and over for 66 days in a row, or added up, for it to finally become a habit. Yeah. You're thinking to yourself, that's like 2 months. And it is. But again, it's going to be sooner for some, later for others. But if you guys are wanting to actually develop stuff, like for me, I've been wanting to, okay, I want to make my bed every morning. And again, I'm not waiting to the new year. I'm just doing it. I just am like, okay, I have to do it every single day for it to become a habit right when I get out of bed, so I don't have to even think about it. And that's just something I'm working on. But for you guys to do this, that's the toughest part is, again, when you guys are trying to become healthier, it's a habit. It's a lifestyle. It's what we try to preach. This isn't a quick fix. This isn't just lose 10 pounds and that's it. And you can go back to eating crap and not working out and doing everything because you're just going to gain that 10 pounds right back. What we're talking about is a lifestyle, something that you can do every single day for the rest of your life. And so I know this might be a little more extreme. Maybe you don't have to do that with like the books and everything, but you are trying to create something that you could do over and over and over again without even thinking about it because it's something that you want to do. Which brings me into the last little portion of this. If you guys are wanting to do something, there's got to be a pain point. There's got to be a reason you're going to do it. You have to make sure that you're prepared. But there has to be a reason you are going to do whatever it's going to be. If it's going to be, you know, I just use fitness because it's the easiest. But I say that because most people that come and see me, there's several reasons. They're not happy with how they look, a doctor sent them, or they are getting ready and they can feel that they're not healthy where they used to be. Not happy, right? Going back to where they're not happy. But there's got to be a pain point. You know, sometimes it's, hey, somebody called me fat. I didn't like that. Now I want to get into shape. It's, hey, I had a heart attack and now the doctor says I got to start working out. Or it's, hey, I went and got labs done and the doctor said if I don't work out, I'm going to die in 10 years or 5 years or whatever it is. And so I need to start changing my lifestyle. And so we get that too. But there's got to be a pain point. There's got to be something that's nagging on your heart to make you want to do it because this is why. It's when it's Tuesday and it's 39 degrees out and it's rainy and it just sucks and you don't want to wake up and go to the gym that you got to do it. There's got to be something pulling on you that's holding you accountable to make you want to do it because otherwise it's going to be like, oh, nope, it's too cold. It sucks. I'm going to go back to bed. And that's why people fail. There's not a pain point. There's not something that is holding them accountable to make them do stuff. Again, maybe it's like for me or like for someone who wants to spend more time with family or if they were reading a book, maybe somebody said something to you and you just want to learn more or it's just out of your own interest. Hey, I want to get better at something. So I'm going to take this time to learn more information about this subject that I want to get better at. I want to spend more time with my family because I feel like it's going too fast. I feel like the kids are just getting away from us. Whatever that is, there's got to be a pain point that causes it because like I said, if there's no pain point, then it just goes through. Now, if it's just like a fun little goal, nah, it doesn't have to have a pain point because again, you're just going to do it for you, but it's got to be for you at the end of the day, but there's got to be something behind it. I always use a pain point, especially in fitness. That's what drives most people. You know, oh, I want to look good naked. What's the pain point? They don't like how they look now. That's the pain point, you know, or it's, hey, the doctor told me I'm going to die. So if I want to live, I better start working out. And I hear it from so many people that they were so unhealthy. And then it's like, hey, if you want to see your daughter graduate or you want to walk your daughter down the aisle, or if you want to see your son do or become a father, you got to clean up your lifestyle. You got to start eating healthier. You got to start working out and doing something with your life. And that's what it comes down to for your New Year's resolution, you guys, what you guys are going to do, whatever it is, just make sure you guys are ready for it. A lot of people will be like, oh, just jump in and figure it out. I do want you to do that. Like if you don't work out now, start going to a gym. Doing something is better than doing nothing, even if it's 10 minutes. But just understand that you guys got to be ready and that's going to be a commitment and it's not going to be easy and there's going to be times you want to quit. That's the whole point of it. And I'll just be real. That's why I'm not huge on whole New Year's resolutions thing because it's an excuse to wait and put stuff off that you should be doing now. If you guys really have something that you need to change in your life, you're not going to wait till the end of the year. You're going to do it right now. But I'm putting this out there right now, so it is the resolution time. It is the new year. Well, if it's the new year, you might as well start fresh. You might as well get it done, and you might as well get your 2020 off to a great start or whenever you guys are watching this. If you guys are going to go into fitness, and what I mean by that, if you guys are trying to lose weight, if you guys are just trying to be a little healthier, I would love for you guys to just go out and check out. These are all free accounts. You don't have to pay a dollar. It's just my stuff that I put out. If you guys go onto my Instagram, which is just Jacob McLaughlin Fitness, I post daily about either workouts, exercises, nutrition. I am posting fitness content. A lot of times it is workouts, it's finishers, it's exercises. It's something that little challenges that I will put out for you guys on my Instagram. I also will do like little educational pieces as well, talk about nutrition, travel tips, stuff like that. Then also if you guys are on my YouTube, if you guys are here already, please press that like and subscribe button. I really would appreciate it. But if you guys have not checked out my YouTube channel and you guys are listening to me, I would love for you guys to do that, because with my YouTube video, I am posting all these podcasts. I am posting all my nutritional videos. I'm posting daily vlog, or not daily vlogs, the vlogs that I've done in the past, travel vlogs that if you guys just want to see where I've traveled, Hawaii and all those fun places, cool stuff, you can do that. I put my whole prep on there where I bulked up, gained 30 pounds, and then I lost it and got to 5% body fat and shredded. And I showed a video of every single workout that I did, what the foods I ate the whole day, the macros and everything. I put that on my YouTube. I have just all this different exercise library with over 200 exercises on there that you guys can see. If you don't know what a squat is or a dumbbell press or whatever it is, I have that all in there. I have workouts listed, as you guys can see, if you want weight bearing workouts, if you guys want body weight workouts, if you want ab workouts, whatever it is, it's all on my YouTube. So I would encourage you guys to go just check that out. Again, it's 100% free. I have over 400 videos on there. So I would just love for you guys to check it out, because I would love to help you guys on this journey. And then also, if you guys haven't checked out my website, just jacobmclaughlinfitness.com, I have little packets on there. If you guys sign up for my email, I'd love for you guys to be on my email. I send out a weekly email with just, maybe it's about nutrition. This one is going to be this New Year's resolution. There will be one of the emails coming down the tube, but we will also go over just lifestyle. We also go over exercises, workouts. I'll put in daily tips. So things like that with my email. But again, I just want to help you guys. I'm not trying to get any money from you. That's why this is all free. I just want to help educate you guys. And if you guys have any questions, I would love for you to reach out, whether that is on YouTube, if that is on Instagram, on the podcast, on Facebook, on Instagram, whatever it is, would love to hear any questions that you guys have, whatever I can do to help you guys reach your goals. I would love to help with that. So just wrapping it up, you guys, if you guys are going to do a New Year's resolution, make sure that you guys plan, prepare for it, and that you guys are ready for it. Because that's the biggest thing, is it's they fail because their ideas and they don't have a plan, an act, or a whole plan with it, and they don't take the action with it, with the preparation. So I just wanted to throw that out there. I really appreciate you guys watching this, listening to this, hanging out with me for the last 20 some minutes on this Friday night, or whenever you guys are listening. I hope you guys have an amazing Christmas if you guys are listening to this before. If not, I hope you guys just have an amazing day and week wherever you guys are at. And just make sure that you guys are doing something active, spending time with people you love, and living your life to the fullest. I will talk to you guys next time. Peace.